It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it weird when you have been dating someone for a while and for the first time you go into his bedroom, it's covered in stuffed animals? Let's wait to judge until we hear from Raina in Carlsbad. Good morning, Raina.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good, Raina, and we're glad that you're here to share your story and get some advice. Go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So I've been dating this guy. We met online. He was, you know, super cute, hit it off, like everything. You know, everything is like green light, green light, green light. Here we go. And so he invited me to his place and I felt good about it. So I went and, you know, he's showing me around his, and it's a beautiful, beautiful apartment. But then we get to his room and he opens the door and I kid you not, it felt like a toy store. It was like stuffed animals, just everywhere, on the shelves, on the like bookcase, on the windowsills, on the bed, everywhere.
Were these like specific stuffed animals or just like random, since I've been a little boy, stuffed animal collection type deal?
Well, so it's a collection, but I feel like there could be a mixture there. But they were all Disney.
Okay.
And so I asked him about it. I'm like, okay, you know, like, tell me about this. And so he said that they were called, he calls them like munchlings or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that he collects them and he, you know, kind of started going through his collection and telling me, you know, like, oh, this one's really rare or this one was a special edition, you know. So he definitely had a lot invested into these stuffed animals.
Okay.
So he's a Disney collector.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Disney adult.
Okay. All right. But is that like where it's kind of focused on? Like, it's not like you walked into his house and he's got Disney kitchen towels or, you know, anything like that. It's just these stuffed animals.
It was not like the rest of the place was not nearly to the level of what he had in his room.
Okay. So Raina, would you have felt differently about this had he had like a quote unquote Disney memorabilia room, as one would have like an office or a den, and that's where he kept things? As opposed, is it freaking you out more that it was all in his bedroom where he sleeps every night? Yeah. Surrounded by his collection and where possibly you might share some nights? Is that the part that freaks you out?
When you break it down, I think yes, because I did imagine myself, you know, because like I'm trying to date this guy, you know, eventually we're going to get to that point, and so I'm imagining myself, you know, getting it on in this room, and I just like
all these beady little eyes looking at you.
Yes, like it. I was just so turned off. Truly, I really, that was like genuinely one of the thoughts that I had was just like, well, we have an audience, like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It weirded me out, I gotta say.
And the audience all going, yay! That would be kind of
weird. You can do it!
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead. Producer Jessica would like to chime in.
I don't want to make this towards one side or the other, but with the Disney munchlings, 2 years.
There we go.
So that's a lot to have.
Oh boy!
In just 2 years.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, listen. We've heard Raina. Raina, would you mind hanging tight for a while? I don't know, really, frankly, what to tell you right now. Because part of me is like, well, there's worse things a person could collect. But maybe, I mean, but listen, your feelings are valid because they're your feelings. So let's see what our KS1 loyal listeners have to say. They often have a lot of good thoughts rolling around their head, and they can give you some better advice than we could possibly do. Would you mind hanging and see what they have to say?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
All right. 833-287-1037. Raina wants a normal guy who doesn't have a bunch of stuffed animals looking at him when they're trying to get it on. Is that too much to ask for? 833-287-1037. Lover, list them. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I've been dating this guy for a couple of months now, and I visited his room for the first time the other day and found it covered in Disney's stuffed animals.
That's Raina. She's a little bothered by this. What do you think Raina should do? Love him or list him? 833-287-1037.
Sean, you're in Lakeside. What do you think Raina should do with her Disney adult doll collector?
Well, I think for now she should slow down and just enjoy the moment. As they build trust, she should talk to him about it. Maybe, like you said, build a room or put it in a separate room. But who knows? I mean, she might not even be with this guy by the end of the year. She just needs to slow down and enjoy the moment, see if they truly have a connection. And freaking out over something like that small is kind of pity.
That's a good point. But however, I think this is a big deal for her, though. If this is freaking her out, that's valid, don't you think?
No, it is. It is valid. But, I mean, they're so fresh into the relationship. She still haven't even entered the honeymoon stage, you know, where you're really, really happy and... You know, but if she's paying attention to things like this, she should really pay attention more like, hey, is this guy financially secure?
Right, good advice, pal.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm trying to think what I would be if I was seeing somebody that was fresh and we hadn't, you know, taken that next step yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into her bedroom and she's got this massive doll collection.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, what's with the dolls?
Yeah.
I think it would.
Sherry is in Point Loma. Sherry, what do you think? Love or list with the Disney collection in the bedroom?
I'm going to list, and I'm going to be controversial. Disney adults are weird. Needs to stop. So, girl, run.
Sherry, our producer, Jessica, literally threw herself on the floor and is having a five-year-old tantrum over that.
Yes, right? Poor Jessica. She doesn't mean you, producer Jessica.
Sherry, let me ask you this.
Unless you do, Sherry. Sorry.
Sherry, I was at Disney a few days ago celebrating my birthday. I was a guest. I was invited to go, but I was still there celebrating my birthday. Does that make me a Disney adult? I wore a button that said, it's John's birthday, or am I weird?
No, it's the ones that collect everything. It's weird.
Well, and you don't have your bedroom plastered with, I celebrated my birthday at Disney everywhere, so I don't know.
No, that's my office. I put the button on my bulletin board. I did.
Thanks, Sherry.
All right, Raina, you heard a couple of totally different pieces of advice. I'm not sure it helps you at all, but where are you at right now after hearing what our KSON family has to say?
I have to be honest, deep down, it's a no for me. It just doesn't feel, there's just something about it that gives me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies, and I feel like that's, you know, a borderline red flag. You know, it's like a yellow-orange flag, but I feel like so early on, even if I'm getting one of those, like, that's just...
If you're not a huge Disney freak, right? I mean, someone, and we all know these people. We have good friends that are that way. Our producer's
one.
But if it's not your thing and they make you uncomfortable, you know, I mean, I could see where that could become a problem. I mean, I suppose you could bring it up with him in a lighthearted way and see where he goes. But, you know, in the background, if you hear, no, don't make us go.
Okay. All right. No, that's a little strange. Or don't touch her, you know.
I'm sorry.
but, you know, I equate this with anybody that's got like a passionate hobby. I probably, as a man who dates, have turned off a lot of prospective hopeful people because my phone doesn't stop going off on Sundays during all the fantasy football games I've got going on. And I'm sure they're like,
if you had stuff plastered all over your bedroom at the time, would be different.
I'm saying we're all passionate about our hobbies in our own way, and it could be distracting. And I can see where Raina would be like, is this really, I'm not sure I'm going to get into this.
She gets the heebie-jeebies.
Exactly right. Raina, I hope whatever you decide, and it sounds like this is going to be a definite list, that you are happy with your decision and happy with the life that follows. Anyway, thank you for sharing your situation with us, okay?
Yeah, I think you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, Raina.
We do, too! No, I'm just joking.
What kind of voice is that?
I don't know. The little stuffed animals, Disney voices.
Thanks, Raina.
Thanks,
guys. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.